Anne Gardner in Guernsey alerts us of the Mandy and Judy comic. They're giving away a free lollipop. A free lollipop, there it is. So to avoid against disappointment, please be aware, as they've made us aware on this lollipop ad. See there, look, it says up here, this is not the actual size. Again. There it is. It won't be as big as that. Great big lollipop. What is it? What magazine is it again? It's in Mandy and Judy. So I guess, you know, the young girls have got to learn sometime that not actual size. They might be used to that kind of... Oh, right there, I know. One of those ludicrous Bright Ideas magazines. You know those little books, those gift ideas for the insane? I love this one. Sarah and Gavin Henderson sent us this. It's an ad for a cat flap. It's a small one, but look, it's an ad for a cat flap. Can you see that? Although there's nothing wrong with that until I remove my finger. You see, this one comes with a mysterious stranger. See his fingers? A mysterious stranger who will personally assist your cat in and out. Isn't that a nice extra, some stranger living in your hall? A couple of 45s. These are promotional 45s, privately circulated corporate classics. The first, right here. Now, what would you think that is? It looks kind of Jeff Wayne, War of the Worlds-y, sci-fi, perhaps a little yes-y. Who knows what this is? Well, in fact, this is all there because, as it says on the back, a love affair with Northampton is a journey into space. It's a Northampton promotional 45 record. It sounds like this.
60 miles by road and rail. I just can't wait to be Northampton.
All right, we've got the message. It's 60... What do you mean 60 miles? And you can be in... 60 miles from where? 60 miles from New York, you can be in Northampton? Tierra del Fuego? Oh, London. You mean it's a media thing based around London? There's a novelty, huh? And how about this? A promotional 45... We'll find it. Every week we spend more time in the editing booth. Well, I've got it. I've got it. How about this? A promotional 45 for the Burnley Building Society. Yes, it's... That's enough then, is it? Yes, it's trite and flatulent. Of course it is. And it sounds like this. Okay, here it is.
You can dream a little, you can dream a lot, but the best dreams of all are the ones you got. Building
with the Burnley.
That's enough. But who, just a minute, who wrote that Sturm und Drangish devil music? Why, if we look here, it says, Words and Music by Salman Rushdie. That's what it's all about, eh? And even better. See who's arranged and produced this? Look there. Colonel Tom Parker. Late of Elvis fame, managing Elvis. Tom Parker. Well, I suppose when fate robbed Colonel Parker of the fat man, he just lucked into the old fat wah.